I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1968. That was the day the administration shut down the University of Paris at Noirtier. Student protests at the school had begun weeks before around the idea of a sexual revolution, or the right of young people to sleep together if they choose to without adult interference or moralizing. The student demonstrations grew into a protest against the French government and a cry for sweeping education and social reforms. A group of 150 students had briefly occupied the Noirtier administration offices in late March, issuing their demands. When the administration decided to close the campus rather than address the students' grievances, anger grew beyond the campus. 4 days later, 20,000 students at the Sorbonne campus, the flagship of the University of Paris, rallied in support of their fellow students. The police demanded they disperse, but the students refused. The next day, 50,000 protesters battled police in the streets of Paris's Latin Quarter. Public outcry grew as police brutality mounted against the student protesters. On May 13th, an estimated 1 million people marched through the streets of Paris. Workers in factories walked out on strike and occupied factories. The general strike spread until more than 20% of the entire population of France had walked off the job. Most of these strikes were spontaneous, wildcat actions, and not centrally coordinated. Millions protested in the streets. French President Charles de Gaulle realized his country stood on the brink of a full-blown revolution. So, he declared that France would hold elections, giving the citizens the final say. This quelled the protest movement. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.